Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 14, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Goldman Sachs leads InsuranceDeco's funding while deals dry up. India-based fintech startup InsuranceDeco has raised US$150 million from investors led by Goldman Sachs Asset Management to target an underserved domestic market. No CFO partners with Nordigen. UK-based open banking provider and go-cardless company Nordigen has announced its partnership with No CFO to increase efficiency through the use of open banking. BBVA partners with Mastercard. Spain-based bank BBVA has incorporated Mastercard products into its institutional expense management solution to develop the Pivot platform. Omnio raises €9 million in equity. UK-based BOSS platform Omnio has announced the raise of its funding round of €9 million in equity as a planned integration with Nordiska and Swiss Bankers. Aspire secures US$100 million MLN in Series C round. Singapore-based B2B fintech Aspire has secured a US$100 million Series C funding led by Lightspeed and Sequoia Capital C to expand its product offering and regional presence. Aurora launches in APAC countries to boost cross-border trade. Provider of AI, ML learning platform, Aurora Solutions, has recently announced its official launch in Australia and New Zealand, aiming to boost cross-border trade. Huawei tests virtual medical insurance card with its digital wallet. Huawei has launched a beta version of the wallet application, allowing users to test an early version of the virtual medical insurance card business. Shopify experiments artificial intelligence with new product description tool. Shopify has fiddled with artificial intelligence, AI, by introducing a new product description tool to capitalize on the buzz surrounding this growing technology. BigCommerce expands online reach for BNZ's customers. US-based e-commerce software company BigCommerce has teamed up with Bank of New Zealand, BNZ, to help its customers augment their businesses. Paysend, Purple extend money transfer to Lebanon. UK-based fintech Paysend has announced a commercial partnership with Lebanon-based remittance and cash-out platform Purple to enable money transfer to Lebanon. CBUAE launches digital transformation program. The Central Bank of the UAE, CBUAE, has launched a financial infrastructure transformation, FIT, program to expedite digital transformation within the financial services sector. Accenture acquires cybersecurity company Morphus. Accenture has announced the acquisition of Brazil-based cybersecurity company Morphus, looking to expand its practice capabilities in Brazil and Latin America. EUDI releases technical toolbox towards digital identity wallet prototypes. The European Digital Identity Commission, EUDI, has published its first version of a toolbox to implement the European Digital Identity Wallet, EUDI Wallet. Paxos ends its partnership with Binance and stops minting BUSD. US-based Paxos has announced that it will end its partnership with cryptocurrency exchange Binance and will halt the minting BUSD. Worex signs long-term strategic global partnership with Visa. UK-based digital payment platform Worex has signed a long-term strategic global partnership with payments company Network Visa. Clearpool launches a lending platform on the Polygon network. Decentralized finance protocol Clearpool has chosen the Polygon network to host its prime institutional credit platform. Brazil to launch digital tests of CBDC. Brazil has announced its plans to launch a real-world suite of digital tests for its CBDC, focusing on protecting the privacy of financial data and transactions. FCA and police join forces to crack down on crypto ATMs. The FCA has joined forces with West Yorkshire Police to shut down illegally operated crypto ATMs in Leeds. UK government opens BNPL consultation. The UK government has launched its long-anticipated consultation on rules to crack down on the unregulated buy now, pay later sector. UAE to build CBDC and card scheme. The United Arab Emirates is planning to launch a CBDC and domestic card scheme as part of a wide-ranging financial infrastructure transformation program. UTP releases mobile card reader Tapino in UK. Tapino, the first mobile card reader to use faster processing payments, has launched in the UK. Aspire closes an oversubscribed $100 million United States dollar Series C round led by Lightspeed. Aspire have announced today that we have closed an oversubscribed Series C round. The round saw Lightspeed and Sequoia Capital C, PayPal Ventures, LGT Capital Partners and existing backers Picus Capital and Mass Mutual Ventures investing $100 million United States dollars. Computop rolls out PhonePOS. Retail customers of the international payment service provider, PSP, Computop, will now be able to use smartphones at the POS to accept contactless payments. Fime qualified to offer complete EMV3DS compliance services. Fime's test suite can now help vendors and schemes address all areas of the EMV3DS ecosystem and specifications. SME Bank expands services with SEPA Instant Transfers and SWIFT. SME Bank, the neobank startup that offers banking and financial services specifically for small and medium-sized enterprises, is announcing today the addition of SEPA Instant Credit Transfers as well as becoming a member of SWIFT, a vast messaging network used by banks and other financial institutions around the world. Banks lead $65 million investment in crypto infrastructure firm Taurus. Credit Suisse has led a $65 million Series B round in Swiss crypto infrastructure provider Taurus, with participation from other major financial institutions. FCA censures Amigo for failing to conduct affordability checks on borrowers and guarantors. The FCA has publicly censured Amigo Loans Limited for failing to conduct adequate affordability checks on borrowers and guarantors. On-demand webinar: The Cyber Fraud Landscape, a glimpse into fraud trends and how to mitigate them. Cyber fraud trends spur new mitigation tactics. Account takeover, or auto, is a form of identity theft where a third party gains AC. SME Bank incorporates SEPA Instant Transfers and SWIFT. Lithuania-based neobank startup SME Bank has announced its addition of SEPA Instant Credit Transfers as well as becoming a member of the SWIFT network. CMS signs up with NatWest for charity donations collection. International law firm CMS has announced its partnership with NatWest to use its Pay It service in collecting charity donations in an efficient way. Computop enables smartphones as cards terminals with its PhonePOS. Payment service provider Computop has enabled its retail customers to use their smartphones at the POS to accept contactless payments. Fime qualified as EMV3DS compliance services provider. FinTech Fime has announced that it was qualified by EMVCo to offer EMV3DS compliance services following the testing of its solution alongside Switzerland-based Netcetera. BACT wants to focus more on B2B technology solutions. US-based digital asset marketplace BACT has decided to shutter its consumer-oriented crypto app in order to focus on B2B technology solutions. Paxos ordered to stop minting Binance stablecoin. Blockchain infrastructure provider Paxos will stop issuing new Binance USD stablecoins on the orders of the New York Department of Financial Services, NYDFS. The firm has also revealed that the token is facing SEC scrutiny. Dubai constructs virtual assets framework. Dubai's Virtual Asset Regulatory Authority, VARA, has launched its Virtual Assets and Related Activities Regulations 2023, setting out a comprehensive virtual asset framework to support economic sustainability and cross-border financial security. Accelitas adds real-time data to bank account validation service. Given today's changing rules and economic uncertainty, the need for robust, pre-transaction account validation and risk modeling is more important than ever. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.